And now, it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report, Arizona's private university since 1949, only with Kevin McCabe and friends on The Fan, AM 1060.
It's 1:26 on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. It's McCabe and Friends, brought to you by Lerner & Rowe. The segment you get only here on McCabe and Friends, you hear the big voice guy talking about the Grand Canyon University Sports Report. The school on the valley's west side, uptown, 33rd Avenue and Camelback, blowing up thanks to their outstanding academia. The great Christian campus over there that's blowing up in itself with a new arena going over there. Online classes and intercollegiate sports and their dedication to that, including the women's softball team. And, you know, I'm a little bit lathered up over this. You know, I've got some love here. My daughter plays, and I love it. I've got the softball family. Coming off a trip to the NCAA Division II World Series, they're getting ready to rear it back up again. And for a preview, their coach Ann Pearson joins us now. Coach, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Come on. You know, we're talking softball here. We've exchanged some emails. I wear my Grand Canyon University wrestling hat in the mornings when I drop my kids off at school, and nobody messes with me. I've got a soccer shirt that's stretchy, so it fits me. I want to represent, yo. What's up? I gotta rock the GCU softball gear. I gotta rock it.
We've got it. We'll hook you up.
All right. Isn't that how the kids talk? I gotta rock the gear. Represent, yo.
Yeah. I'm afraid so.
And I sound so stupid saying it.
Yeah.
Right, hey, before we talk about your team and the excitement that I have, I invite people to go on the website GC Lopes, because people can check out the team's team photo this year. You got the smoke. You got the cop cars, the SWAT team, and I like that, the SWAT team, because you know, you're swatting ball. Protecting our turf, how much fun is that kind of stuff?
You know, it was really fun, and actually the guy that brought their stuff out, he's a friend of mine I've known since high school, and he's a sergeant over in Chandler. And when we had just told him, you know, we were excited about the fire truck last year, and he was giving me a hard time and said, "You got to be kidding me! I can bring the trucks out. I can bring all of our stuff out." So I was thinking, yeah, that'd be great. And Joel Horn set up our photographer for us, and they brought their stuff out, and they just they got everything out of the trucks. I couldn't believe all the stuff that was coming out. And he's actually the one that came up with the slogan of protecting our turf.
I'm going SWAT team. We're the SWAT team. You know, you're SWATing balls. Do the girls have fun? Ladies, did they have a blast? I mean, I see they're all dolled up, but they look like they got a kick out of it with the smoke machine and everything.
Yeah, they did, and actually, it was kind of funny because they came up with the idea to do the smoke bombs, and they only last for a certain amount of time, and it's really quick. So it's some of the smoke was coming into their faces, and they're trying to keep their eyes open, and they're coughing, and you know, and it was pretty funny. We had a little grass fire, you know, that it wasn't too big, but you know, the whole thing was fun, and the kids really enjoyed it, and it was actually. It was very educational because you're pulling all this stuff out, and we were asking a lot of questions. Well, what would you do with that? What would you do with that?
Yeah.
You know, these people put their lives on the line, and we're trying to carry these shields, and they're so heavy, you know. And they're like, yeah, this guy is the one that goes in first. And we're like, well, how does that work? You draw the short straw or what?
No. And that's so cool. And I'm glad we're able to acknowledge them with the Chandler Police Department and all that.
Yeah.
I just think it is neat. It is eye-opening when you see those people who have real jobs and, you know, defend us and, you know, first responders. Hey, you're still about 3 weeks away from this opener. You go up to Vegas for a Stinger tournament.
Yep.
I wrote the Sinner tournament because it's in Vegas, but did the girls did they come back from the holidays and get right after it? They're locked in right now. They're ready to go.
You know, they are. We the last 2 weeks of the semester, weights and conditioning is voluntary because the NC2A says the week before finals is voluntary, and then of course finals week is voluntary, and they still maintain their workout schedules with our assistant coaching staff and as well as our strength and conditioning coaches. And so they really were off for 2 weeks. They had their workouts that they needed to do, you know, for those 2 weeks, and they get tested right away when they come back. And I was really impressed. Our strength coaches couldn't say enough good things about them and just said, you know, how strong they are and how fit they are. And I've been really pleased just with the week that we've been back.
Well, I'm excited. We're talking with Ann Pearson, the head softball coach there at Grand Canyon University. By the way, the weights are weights and workouts are voluntary for me also. I haven't made many. School record again last year, 42 wins, ranked in the top 25 for the first time in history. But that's all great, but I'm guessing we're not satisfied. Were the bars even higher? The bar's set higher over there each and every year, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and that's what it's about. It's about getting better every year, and it's just it's the opportunity to represent the university and, you know, and certainly thank the guys for the support that they give us and the opportunities we have to even have a program and compete, you know. We had a great year last year, and we can look back and go, yeah, it was good. Last time we talked, I had a little trouble because it was right after regionals, and I was still really, really disappointed. And I can look back and see all the good stuff and everything, but there's more. And this team is stronger and faster, and we have more depth everywhere. And we had a good team last year, and we lost a good group of seniors. But this team is better. We just have to put it all together. And there's a lot of competition for starting spots. But at the same time, I feel very comfortable with any of the kids we have out there, as well as the kids coming off the bench, you know, in certain roles.
Pushing everybody, and I love to hear that. It's Ann Pearson at Grand Canyon. Softball, and anybody who knows this sports with women's softball, it's like Las Vegas. It begins with aces, and you had a couple of pocket aces, and forgive me if you got Kat Hewlett from Dobson High, a little island campus from Phoenix College, and Sunnyside down in Tucson.
Yep.
A couple of pocket aces there. That's a nice place to start, isn't it?
Yeah. It's always nice to have returning leadership on your pitching staff, and you know we actually met with the pitchers and catchers last week to get on the same page, and Kat had a good point because she was mostly in a relief role last year, and she had a good point of embracing that role, so because that's her job to stop the other team. It's to, you know, maybe bail somebody out. It's to change the momentum of the game. And she just had some really good insight for the young kids coming in, and I certainly appreciated that from her.
Oh, I love to hear that. And offensively, I held off as long as I could.
You did good.
I know. I'm holding myself back. Two words, Teddy Berry. She's my favorite. Now, I'm two-timer over a little bit over there. I got Sam Murphy on the basketball team, and she and I, you've seen my body. There's enough of me to go around.
Sam's pretty impressive.
Teddy Berry, 14 homers, 20 doubles, 64 ribs, a little .447 average, 26 stolen bases. She sold popcorn. I know some of the hip-hop songs. You know, she's a freak, but she is, and she's a shorty too, because he's not. I want people to know this name, Teddy Berry. She's a special player, isn't she?
She is very special. She is a very gifted athlete, and she does a lot of things and makes it look easy.
Wow.
She's a threat in every category because she is fast, she is strong. You know, she can turn a base hit into a double at any point, which we plan to have that happen. She can hit the double, she hits the home runs. She's a tremendous base runner with very strong instincts, very aggressive, and just has a cannon for an arm in the outfield.
Wow. I think they call it like eight-tool players. Did we finally move that little a portable, they still have the Teddy Berry Memorial mobile unit out there in right field that she's banging home runs off of?
You know what? Actually, that left. That Gen electric truck left, and we were really sad to see it go because that was our joke was hit Gen, and we were out there but the construction has really tailed off here since they finished the rec center, but there's more stuff going on, so there is going to be a construction thing
out there.
Hey, but we haven't hit any taillights yet.
That's great. We've got Ann Pearson from Grand Canyon, and I'm excited about it. A few seniors, and I know that's there's no excuse because you can win with youngsters. Who are some of, I know you can't run through your entire roster, but who are going to be key for you? We mentioned Teddy and Kat and Ivy, but who else are going to have to step up and go to the next level for you?
Well, you know, it's, definitely those guys. If we can keep Casey Gammas healthy at short, you know, that's going to be a big force. We also have a new pitcher that came in from Glendale Community. You know how I like the in-state kids.
Love them.
And she came in as a transfer. She's another right-handed pitcher. And she's a little feisty thing and throws hard and has all the pitches. She's a left-handed hitter. You know, I like the lefties. We still have eight in the lineup.
Wow.
So so we're expecting a lot out of her. Also, you know, and then we've got three baby freshmen on the mound as well. So they could go in and in starting roles, they could come in relief roles. We have a couple of them that run well that will, you know, run the bases for us. And we have a freshman second baseman that came in, Claire Zampini from Deer Valley, and very fast. She's a slapper. She's a power hitter. And so she's going to be another big one. Kara Holtorf, of course, is going to anchor center field again this year, and she put up impressive numbers last year, and she's only in her junior year, and I feel like we've had her here for 6 years. You know, it's been tremendous to have her every day because she brings a consistent energy and work ethic every single day.
I love
and,
to hear that.
And she's contagious. So,
and what do you say, Zambini out of Deer Valley? Now I'll take you full circle. I grew up with Coach Bakemeyer over there, so
yes,
we worked at Mary Coyle's 100 years ago. So it's all right. Your staff over there, Ann Pearson. You got Breanne Norris. You got Christy Knight. And then you picked up some little slacker from ASU.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm hoping she's got some eligibility, maybe some double division. Katie Cochran, I teased this a little bit earlier. I said, gang, you learn from the best by playing with the best. Some call her the greatest offensive player ASU's ever had. You were one of them. You were one of those right in that same category. How special is it to have her over there and lending her eye and experience to this team?
Well, you know, Katie's career, the kids all know her because, again, most of them are local kids, and so they've followed her in her career, and then certainly, you know, you turn on ESPN, she's all over the College World Series. They don't want to pitch to her. When they do, she hits it over the fence. She's all over Team USA, you know, when they've got the World Championships on and stuff. So, you know, it's not just about she's a poster child for that. It's her career was incredible, and they know that, and it's instant credibility, instant respect. And she works hard, and she is very meticulous when it comes to teaching the fundamentals, and she is a true student of the game still, because she, of course, is still playing, and she's always looking for an angle to be better at what she does, because that's just going to allow her to help one of our athletes or her lesson kids, anybody she's doing a camp with. She wants everybody to be able to expand their career in this, so, you know, that's been a big force for us, and it's another outfield coach, and hitting, but she does it all. She's going to crank up her arm and throw batting practice for me. So that's just a huge, huge get.
No eligibility.
And,
you don't have any eligibility.
I'm working on it. But okay. You know, the problem is people just know who she is. I can't sneak her in.
Come up there with the batting helmet on with a cage on it. They go, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you mix in a home game once in a while? We're talking softball, and I'm thinking.
I know.
And I didn't know if maybe they were redoing the fields there. You've got one game, really, at home in the next 2 months.
Right. And the thing, when we go to our tournament, when we're hosting our tournament out in Mesa at Quail Run the first weekend in February, we're out there because we're hosting three other teams. So to try to do four games on our field and not worry about daylight, you know, we're not going to stay on time, and that hurts the teams coming in from out of state, and that's not fair to them. So we went out there, and Quail Run is hosting us, and we certainly appreciate that. I've already talked to Stan Meyer and Brian Mueller about, you know, getting lights for the future, because then we can be at home, and obviously that's where we want to be. But with some of the budget cuts, like normally San Francisco comes here, we're going there. Western New Mexico comes here, we're going there. They've always been really good about coming here. So there was just some budget issues, and the way the pod scheduling has worked with the Pac West Conference this year has just been, it's frustrating. You know, it's not a schedule, you know, you want to be at home. But the month of April is great. We're excited for April, but, you know, the good thing is we play on the road well, and sometimes it's almost easier because you have less distractions.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
tell me about Quail Run. When is it? I don't have that on my notes.
It's February 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Okay. Let's get you on prior to the Erie, or we'll get Teddy on the show. She's always welcome.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay. 4th, 5th, and 6th at Quail Run, and that is home. I don't have that on my schedule. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay. It should be on the website now. I believe Joel Horn has updated everything.
Best guys in the world, Joel and Steve.
And we have Mike over there now too, and they all do a phenomenal job.
McNally, we love McNally. Hey, I got a dumb question for you. A lot of my questions aren't dumb. If there are club teams, and I don't even know if you're allowed, and maybe you'll have to check on this, club teams or maybe a club coach, maybe more so a club coach, or maybe a parent, Can they sneak out and watch you practice, or is that something you really want to be closed? I don't know. I apologize for hitting you, blindsiding you with this question.
Oh, no, not at all. We have people that will come out and take a look at practice and stuff, and honestly, I don't have a problem with that. I would always invite people to come out. You know, we have recruits that want to come out and take a look, and their parents come out. We get a lot of guys from the enrollment department that come out and eat lunch. You know, the weather's nice and stuff. So I'm fine with that. If there were ever a situation where, you know, I wanted to close it, I would do that. But I haven't done that in the 8 years I've been here.
Yeah.
So
you do it right. I don't know you personally, but I love you. And rock and roll. I'll continue to promote February 4th, 5th, and 6th. And don't tell Teddy I'm two-timing her now, okay? don't let that word get out.
I will tell her. I won't tell Sam either.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
I need to get your stuff. We got to figure that out.
I want to rock the Canyon gear. You know,
well,
represent, yo.
Get over here.
Okay. It's Ann Pearson, gang, a former Sun Devil. So she bleeds a little, you know, but now she bleeds purple and silver. She's rocking out there with the softball team, and you know my love for softball. Oh, by the way, Grand Canyon, some of the other sports people in town are getting it. Joe Pequeno over there at The Dozen, Channel 12, going to do a feature on Kyle Speed that will air this Sunday night at 10:30 on 12 Sports Tonight. Look forward to that. Great story. Joe Pequeno, great video guy. I mean, he'll deliver with the show. So people are realizing this isn't just some little quiet. They're rocking over there. And Ann Pearson, bring in Katie Cochran. Bring in Katie. Greatest offensive player ASU's ever had. Let's bring her in and only get a couple of ABs, as they say.